Hello, and welcome to the Chain Restaurant Total Rewards Association, CERTRA podcast. CERTRA's podcast series focuses on employee total rewards, compensation, benefits, and restaurant industry relevant topics. For those who don't know CERTRA, we're a non-for-profit professional organization dedicated to strengthening and enhancing total rewards within the restaurant industry. Total rewards encompasses employee compensation, benefits, paid time off, work-life balance, and overall, how we not only recruit the best talent, but retain the best talent within the restaurant industry. Our goal is to educate and train representatives from member companies, provide networking opportunities within our industry, and broaden the total rewards information available. CERTRA has been around for a while. We were established in 1976, and we consist of close to 100 chain restaurant member companies with even more concepts. To find out more about becoming a CERTRA member, check us out at CERTRAweb.org. My name is Jess Williams, and I'm the Chief People Officer for Biscuitville and serve on the CERTRA Board of Directors as the Director of Member Education. Today, I have the great pleasure of welcoming a new guest to the Serving Up podcast, Alyssa Villarreal, Account Executive with WorkStream. Alyssa is a former D1 student athlete who has spent many an hour training both in the gym and on the field as a member of the lacrosse team during her undergrad. As a result of this experience, working hard and playing hard has become a philosophy that has given her great opportunities. And I'm so excited to speak with her today about how she is currently helping other brands bring to life the wonderful tools that WorkStream has to offer. One of the things that I enjoy about Alyssa is her zest for the great outdoors. When I first had the opportunity to meet with her, we shared some fond stories about our hiking adventures. And while we won't be talking about that today, we are going to be talking about something I know resonates with all of our listeners today. In the news, we hear all about the great resignation. And today, we're going to be talking about the great regret. As of late, we've heard a number of folks talking about their decision to leave their current employers. Well, now that the reality has settled in, many of those same individuals who chose to leave their organizations are looking to re-enter the workforce. And this podcast is going to provide those of you an opportunity to take advantage of all that great talent who's looking to re-enter or pivot in the job market. So on that note, allow me to welcome Alyssa to the call. Hey, Alyssa, how are you doing?
Hey, Jess. Honored to be here. You are an amazing host, and I'm so stoked to say that this is my first ever podcast I've been on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and I'm honored to help you get introduced into the podcast community. So why don't we start with your role and tell me a little bit about what you enjoy most about the work you do at WorkStream?
Yeah. Well, like you said, I'm an account executive at WorkStream. And basically, in layman's terms, what that means is I help different restaurants, local businesses, I help empower them to hire and run efficiently using our platform and to staff up their restaurants. One of the my most favorite things about working at WorkStream is because of the role I'm in, I get to hear and talk to so many unique people and their backgrounds. When we met at RLC, it was so awesome to hear how you got into restaurants and your story of how you've grown to become the chief people officer that you are. It's really inspiring to hear folks that started out being a dishwasher and now operate 3 or 4, even 10 plus locations of their own restaurant. So it's exciting to get to talk to people like that. And then also rewarding to hear about their challenges and provide them ways to, operate more efficiently as well.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate, the role that you play as a member of the WorkStream team. And I see you as really a professional problem solver. You know, you really do bring solutions to your clients. And, you know, I'll just say on behalf of my own organization, we're really excited about the solutions that, you know, you've given us exposure to and helping our hiring managers get the great talent that's out there. So really exciting stuff. So I'm curious, you know, you I'm sure have spent some time since we last talked in March. Gosh, I can't believe it's been that long, about, you know, what it is that WorkStream's doing. But what are you hearing from some of your clients most recently? And, you know, how is it, how do people even find out about your organization?
So great question. How we get in touch with people is kind of how we met too. We were at Restaurant Leadership Conference. We go to events all the time. We're a part of many different associations, you know, brand ones, but also going down to, you know, state and local associations as well. But our team here really seeks out restaurants and local businesses who have a really strong need to hire. And we'll go reach out and just ask them how hiring is and if we can be help. Why people are really like, enjoy, you know, coming to WorkStream and talking with us is because we have two different things that, in my opinion, people really enjoy, which are the speed in which we can get to candidates and the candidate engagement. So it's kind of interesting, but the industry average to hire or time to hire is actually 38 days, which is far too long. With WorkStream, what we do is essentially as soon as somebody applies, we're automatically texting them and engaging with them. Whereas, you know, some organizations, it might take hours, if not days, to get in contact with these folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a game of speed. And I think the restaurant industry is accustomed to speed, especially in the quick service industry. I'll speak for, you know, the Biscuitville concept, you know, where we play. The speed is the name of the game. Our guests' expectations are higher than ever. The number of folks that are coming through our drive-through is way up. And so to be able to staff our restaurants to meet that demand for speed is so critical. And I think it's just a sign of the times for folks like your organization, like WorkStream, to provide us with, you know, solutions that help us with our own demand to get staffed up quickly. I'm wondering, you know, what sort of changes has the platform that WorkStream provides evolved over time?
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting to see how much WorkStream's grown and evolved in the short time I've been here. You know, I started working with WorkStream close to a year and a half ago. And to just give you some hindsight here, when I first started, there was maybe less than 50 people, and now we're close to 300 employees. So not only have we grown, but we've changed the product. And in the ways that we've changed is gathering feedback from our clients today and saying, what do you like? What don't you like? How can we better serve you? And so when we, you know, since our infancy in 2017, we were just a text to hire platform to accommodate for this new hiring generation that, as you're probably aware, you know, just absolutely glued to their cell phones. But, you know, since then, you know, we've talked and learned from our clients and, you know, heard that they'd seamlessly like to onboard once a candidate goes through this hiring process. So we recently launched an onboarding module in addition to our hiring module this year that, you know, folks are able to do paperless onboarding and new hires are able to sign digital documents essentially instead of having them come in and use paper and pen. So it's been pretty exciting to see the changes, how we've grown and how we've taken the feedback from our clients and really just built out a product that fits for them and their general managers and candidates alike.
That's great. Music to my ears, honestly, sitting as a client on the client side, you know, onboarding, we know in our industry, in the restaurant industry in particular, that, you know, if we don't have a positive onboarding process for our new hires, they're more than likely going to exit our organization. And so when we've put so much investment to to get somebody to join the team, it's really important that we take care of them as they make that transition. So I love hearing about that new innovation. And, you know, I think being guided by your customers is so important. And I think we can all in the HR function appreciate that. And knowing that Workstream is going to help us with a solution to make that onboarding process better, not only for the new hire, but also for the company, is really exciting. So very cool stuff. You know, one of the things that we hear all about, you know, really since COVID was, you know, a thing, right, is all this unprecedented disruptive activity. You know, I talked about earlier the great regret, and I think that's sort of like a disruptive event in response to the great resignation. I'm wondering, you know, what other disruptions in our industry, in the restaurant industry, has your organization been able to solve, or are you guys working on potentially solving?
The biggest disruptor, I think, is bringing technology to an underserved market. You know, we speak with a lot of operators, myself included. I've already talked to, you know, a couple different operators or owners of restaurants today alone. But, and I hear from people, they're saying, you know, they're still using paper and pen. You know, you look at their back office, even in the restaurant, it's this small closet, has a computer from, you know, 10 years ago. And that's what they're using to run their business, which, yeah, 10 years ago, that probably worked. But now we're in this digital age where, you know, the Apples and the Googles of the world are have an incredible tech stack with Zoom and Microsoft Teams and Slack and all these tools. But you look at the restaurant industry and it's severely underserved when it comes to technology. And what Workstream really wants to do is enable these operators who have been in this industry to really, you know, work smarter and not harder. That way, you know, they can focus on running the business and not have to worry about, oh, I need to get back to this candidate. It's been 3 hours. You know, we do that automatically. That way, you know, they aren't having to, you know, feel inundated by all these different tasks, especially, you know, with general managers. They are, you know, the backbone of the restaurant almost, because they have so many different responsibilities. And then now with this, you know, hiring need, it's just thrown on top of them. And so they're, you know, running around like a chicken with their head cut off, trying to manage everything. And so I think technology is a great way to really alleviate some of those pains that come with having 10,000 different responsibilities.
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, as you know, Lisa, coming out of, you know, an industry that was not in the same situation as the restaurant industry is, you know, I was accustomed to a lot more technology solutions. And so admittedly, it was sort of a shock to my own system, learning how far behind, candidly, the restaurant industry is in terms of technology. And I think you're exactly right, highlighting where, you know, the overall stack of technology within our industry is, you know, woefully behind. I think, you know, there's a couple of front runners, like, you know, Domino's, who really, you know, you might argue they really are a technology company, not a restaurant company, in terms of, you know, their technology stack. But that being said, you know, the back of house in a restaurant is, you know, really a challenging environment. And when you add to it that there's very little space for a general manager/operator to work in, and they're already understaffed, and that has to also be their top priority, it's a lot. And I think the Workstream application really takes all the hard steps out of the process and makes it super simple for a general manager and an operator, using, you know, a device we all use every day, our phones, our screens, if you will, to quickly get a sense of, you know, what their, how the Workstream, you know, tool is helping them to identify talent. And without that having to be something to worry about every hour of every day that they're trying to provide a great experience to their customers. One of the things that I think is, you know, an issue with many operators is, you know, prioritizing their activities back of the house, right? So we talk about all the things that an operator and general manager is responsible for, and that list continues to grow as consumers' demands get higher, right? They want more, they expect more. And so, of course, the list of to-dos for our operators grows. And you know, I think, you know, right or wrong, recruiting sometimes is seen as an afterthought. And, you know, mainly because I think, going back to what you talked about earlier, a lot of our operators have, you know, really been conducting their hiring practices using sort of old school methods of paper and pencil, or posting and praying on websites that, you know, really are cumbersome. And so, you know, what would you tell an operator who is living in that sort of dark age of recruitment? How do you help them understand the value of making an investment in their recruiting technology sooner rather than later?
Well, similar to what you said earlier, Jess, hiring's not going away. You know, this great regret, people are coming in hordes to, you know, that we need people. You're all like, I was talking to an operator today, you know, the hiring sign in like the now hiring sign in the office or in the restaurant is never going away. With some softwares, it's a tedious process, but that's really where Workstream's built out the onboarding process to make it really easy to get to learn. And, you know, with general managers who they might have started as a dishwasher, became an AGM to a manager, you know, we want to make sure this process is easy for them, you know, to use, and it's simple, and it's not something that's going to take, you know, 6 months to implement. Our implementation process is really simple. However, I do know that, you know, it is, you know, something that is like, oh, we need to hire, but, you know, right now we need to focus on our menu boards or, so where I think prioritizing is like looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, well, do I need people right now? Like, am I running efficiently right now? And if you're not, which is probably pretty much most of the case, since most restaurants right now are operating at 75-50% of staff, can you wait any longer to push off finding a solution to do really run in the background when you're hiring? You know, what's it worth to you? Like, you know, maybe it's customer complaints because your service level or your time to get food out is, you know, 20 minutes longer than usual, or you're having to close down certain parts of your dining rooms because you don't have the staff to serve those people. It kind of all funnels down to the customer experience. And, you know, if you don't have staff to provide that, your sales will be lower. You know, your reviews on Google, Yelp, or whatever aren't going to be too hot. So I think it really is, you know, taking a look and saying, is this something that really worth it to keep having such short staff? Or is it something like I can take away some time here and really implement a system that's going to enable me to provide a better service to my team and to my customers?
Yeah, you know, you make a great point. And, you know, it's really just about the guest experience, right? Our customers make or break our future. And it's our responsibility as operators and general managers to find ways to make that experience as quote unquote frictionless as possible, right? And this is a great way to keep our operators focused on the customer and not distracted on an activity like recruiting, which, as we've already stated, is a super important responsibility for our operators. But, you know, admittedly, most of our operators are coming up through the rank and file in the restaurants, and, you know, their own ability to, you know, manage all the duties that they have is certainly challenged by the fact that, you know, they don't have all the technology solutions yet to make their jobs easier and give them more time to direct towards recruiting. And so, you know, I think you guys are really ahead of the curve with this solution. And, you know, I think one of the other things you talked about, which we know is sort of a tried and true rule, and we know that here at Biscuitville, as it relates to employee engagement, is when our employees are happy, that transfers to our guests. Our employees greet them with genuine pleasure and, you know, really are looking to be helpful and positive. And when they have, difficulties throughout the day, that certainly can come across to those customers. And so, you know, this helps also with the employees. And I'm curious, when you talk to folks that have been applicants, right, that have used, you know, the Workstream portal, if you will, to be considered, what do they say? Like, what do they think about the platform?
Well, it's a really seamless process for them. It's funny because I saw this TikTok. And it was about this, you know, guy, he was, you know, scrolling on Indeed looking for a job, and the application, he fills out the application, and it says, enter your email and create a password, create a username. And he's like, I'm not going to do this. And he just like completely exited out of the application just because it asked them to create a username and a password. That's where we see a lot of people, like if the application is too long, or, you know, you're having to put in 3 references for an entry level position, it honestly deters candidates. So what we recommend and provide with Workstream is keeping a pretty light application with screening questions, so that, you know, you're getting your non-negotiables checked off, you know, whatever those may be, if they have to be a certain age or if they have reliable transportation, that's checked off, and then they can instantly get screened and schedule their interview. So candidates really like this, this speed to which they're like having the ability to schedule their interview and not wait around. I think about, you know, it's kind of an emotional experience applying for a job. You know, when I was in high school, I remember printing off, you know, 10 or 15 resumes and walking around my local mall. And I went into each store, you know, handed my resume, asked for an application. And, you know, it might have been a week until I heard back from a potential employer. And that's a lot to think about, you know, as you're waiting, you're like, oh man, do I have the right skills, or do they like my characteristics? But with Workstream, you know, we're able to vet that automatically and, you know, have answers to you within minutes rather than hours, days, weeks, whatever that looks like.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, applying for a job is without a doubt an emotional experience, even for the most confident applicant. There's a lot at stake, right? We spend most of our waking hours at work, and so we want it to be a positive experience. And I think, you know, the application process itself is a reflection of a company's culture, you know, how they work, and, you know, for those brands that want to be on the leading edge and want to attract candidates that want to work somewhere that is growth oriented, that is committed to making work less hard, right? You know, that's solutions oriented. This is a product, I think, that really matches that value proposition. You know, I think from a process perspective, making sure that the quote unquote non-negotiables, or what we call the deal breakers, are, you know, at the top of the list as far as screening process, would give the hiring manager so much confidence that, all right, I know the people that I'm looking at are going to be the right people that to consider. You know, I think that's the other part of your tool that is so, you know, great, is that the filtering is very much streamlining the applicant pool. And, you know, the days of posting and praying and looking through, you know, lists and lists of applicants, you know, we just don't have the time anymore. And I think when we met, you had mentioned, I think you guys maybe have some data, and I don't remember it off the top of my head, but, you know, the speed at which you are responding to applicants, like within the, you know, from the point that they actually apply to the point that you say, hey, we want to schedule time with you. Like, that really impacts the likelihood of you being able to hire that person. Is that true? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm trying to remember our conversation too, because, you know, at the conference, we have people test it out, essentially, you know, apply through a, you know, a QR code and see it, what that looks like. But yeah, so what that essentially translates to is, you know, put yourself in an applicant's shoes right now, Jess. You're scrolling on all these different job boards. You're applying to, you know, the Chick-fil-A, the Burger King, the Domino's, all these different QSRs, and not even to say the other, you know, employers out there as well, but you're applying to 10 different jobs. And as soon as you get a text or a ding on your phone saying like, hey, we'd like you to, we want to invite you to come in for an interview, within less than 5 minutes. Usually it takes about, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, depending on how heavy the application is, instead of waiting, you know, days, or weeks even to hear back. And sometimes, you know, and you see this all on LinkedIn, I'm sure, but of people like, I sent out 100 different applicants or applications, and I only heard back from 10. And of those 10, I only got invited for 2 interviews. So, you know, it's kind of like a numbers game for applicants, but the thing that changes here is when they get a response and an interview scheduled, that kind of stops their application process at other places. They're like, oh, I have an interview at Biscuitville for tomorrow. I'm going to stop applying because I kind of have the ball rolling here. And further, you know, your general manager is like, oh, sweet, I already have an interview on my calendar for tomorrow. Like, let's go. You know, it's a seamless process on both sides.
Yeah, I think you just sort of mapped out exactly why WorkStream is such a great solution, because it's a win-win, right? I mean, the applicants enjoy it because they're not feeling ignored, because they're getting feedback really quickly. They're either in the pipeline and they can decide, you know, what of the options they have available to be considered for an interview. On the hiring manager side, they don't have to go through the cumbersome effort of rifling through applicants and then figuring out when that person can meet. Does that work for them? All that hard work is done in the background with technology. And so, you know, if I think about sort of the totality of it, you've got 2 happy folks, and hopefully those 2 happy folks meet, and that just continues as they start a working relationship. And, you know, kind of getting back to sort of the end game here, the bottom line is that then our brand gets to provide that same happy feeling to our guests. And, you know, we hope that that, you know, comes back in terms of return business. So I think it's great. I mean, truthfully, I think there's so many different stories that I'm sure you can share about how this tool has been helpful. And as you know, one of my colleagues was gracious enough to introduce me to WorkStream, and why I wanted to really showcase you all as a potential solution for our members. So I'm super excited about it. I think the information you've covered today is probably, you know, piquing a lot of our members' interest. So before we wrap, I'm interested if you can share how folks who want to learn more about WorkStream can get in contact with you to find out more.
Yeah, absolutely. They can email is probably the best thing for me. Honestly, I'm always on that. It's my name. So Alyssa@workstream.is. Or even hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm really active there as well. And I'd love to connect with members of the Chain Restaurant Total Rewards Association members, just because I know that you guys have such unique experiences. And at the end of the day, I'd love to learn your story and just, you know, connect and be part, you know, active in the association.
Wonderful. So just for those on the podcast, our audience, Alyssa spells her name Alyssa at workstream1word.is. So get in touch with her today, either by email or on LinkedIn to learn more. Alyssa, thank you so much for your time today, and to WorkStream for their sponsorship of you as a podcast member, for serving up here on Searcha's podcast for our members. And for those listening, if you have a podcast suggestion, please feel free to email me at office@searcherweb.org with any suggestions. I hope you'll tune in next time, and please subscribe so you won't miss any of the great information on our future podcasts. We'd love your comments and feedback as well. And remember, today is always about progress, not perfection. So please forgive us for any technical challenges. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, Alyssa. Bye.
Bye.